The following content is for informational purposes only and does not consider legal, tax, or investment advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. All future projections, forecasts, or forward-looking statements are inherently uncertain and subject to change. Investing is limited to verified accredited investors under Rule 506C of the Securities Act. The SEC has not passed upon the merits of any offering by Charge Capital.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're looking at battery energy storage, specifically for you, maybe thinking about investing in the energy sector. It's a market growing incredibly fast. Projections show maybe 63 gigawatts installed just between 2023 and 2027. That's a lot.
It is. And the key thing for investors really is this tension. Battery storage is critical for clean energy, great benefits, but, well, the upfront cost isn't trivial. That's why understanding the incentives federal and state is so crucial. It's how you make the numbers work.
Okay, so let's level set. For a business, why install batteries? What's the core value?
Mainly two things. Resilience, keeping the lights on during outages, and cost savings. Big time. You store cheap energy, maybe from overnight rates or your own solar, and use it when grid power is expensive. Avoid those peak demand charges.
Right. Simple arbitrage almost. And it makes renewables work better too.
Exactly. Now, about those incentives you mentioned, you said federal and state. How do they break down generally?
Broadly, yeah, two types. You've got upfront help like rebates or tax credits. These slash the initial price tag, makes it easier to say yes. Then there are performance incentives. So you get paid for actually using the battery to help the grid, like in-demand response programs, extra revenue streams.
Okay, let's talk federal. The Inflation Reduction Act, the IRA, seems like it was a huge shift here.
Oh, absolutely. A game changer. Before the IRA, the main tax credit, the ITC, really only applied if you paired batteries with solar. Now, standalone storage gets it too, a 30% investment tax credit just for the battery system itself.
30%, that's significant.
It really moves the needle on project economics. And for tax-exempt groups like nonprofits, there's direct pay. They get the credit back as cash. Huge.
Wow. Okay, so federal support is strong. What about the states? Is it just a few leaders or more widespread? It varies, definitely. Some states are way ahead. Think California's SGIP program, Self-Generation Incentive Program. It gives upfront rebates and performance payments. New York has programs too, the Market Acceleration Bridge, with different incentive levels depending on where you build.
So it's not just one incentive, but potentially layering them.
Yeah.
Stacking value.
That's exactly the term we use, stacked value. Mm. You might get the federal ITC plus a state rebate plus payments for grid services. And even in places without huge state programs, like, say, Texas with its ERCOT market, the price swings alone can create opportunities for storage. Volatility can be your friend there.
So the model is potentially replicable, even if the specific programs differ.
Right. You look for the right market conditions and whatever incentives are available. It's about putting the pieces together.
And the result for the investor, what's the bottom line impact of navigating all this?
Much faster payback periods, significantly lower energy costs over the system's life, and those extra revenue streams from grid services, it de-risks the investment substantially. Honestly, state incentives are pretty critical right now to boost deployment while the markets mature and battery costs keep coming down.
So understanding this pretty dynamic incentive landscape really seems like the shortcut for investors trying to find solid opportunities in this clean energy transition. It turns storage from just equipment into an active, potentially profitable asset on the grid, something definitely worth digging into.